Welcome back to Equal Time. I'm Carl Ettinger. In the second half of today's show, we're going to be talking about the Vermont Community Energy Mobilization Project. It's kind of a mouthful, but what it means is neighbors helping neighbors to make homes more efficient. Basically, our numbers here are 244-1777 for local calls, toll-free 877-291-8255. Your phone calls are welcome. Now, our main guest with us the entire time is Dave Grundy. He's the chair of the East Montpelier Energy Committee, and he also coordinates the Vermont Community Energy Mobilization Project in East Montpelier. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carl. Thanks to be on.
So you've got some citizen volunteers who may not have known too much about home energy efficiency before they went through a training that you guys put on, and they're helping neighbors. Is that correct?
That's correct. We had a training on February 7th, sponsored by Efficiency Vermont, a three-hour training program. And that was a lot of information squeezed into 3 hours. We probably could have gone on another hour.
Hmm. And what sort of information was squeezed into those 3 hours?
Well, the plan is not to provide energy audits as such. We're not trained, certified auditors, but we do go in, and this is what the training was designed to do for us. We do go in and replace compact fluorescent light bulbs, take out incandescent bulbs in fixtures where the homeowner has them on for 2 hours or more a day. We replace some faucet aerators, and we were trained how to take a flow rate for a shower and to replace the shower head with a low flow model if it was called for. We also look at the homeowner's heating history, so to speak, what they do day to day. And if we can see that there's a possible savings that they can realize by turning their heat down either during the day when they're at work or in the evening when they're asleep, we suggest a programmable thermostat to replace a standard dial thermostat.
When you say heating history, how do you take a heating history of someone?
Well, basically we ask them, you know, how do they operate their thermostat?
And okay.
They say, well, we just leave it on. It's 70 or 72 all the time, then we say, well, there's considerable savings that could be realized there if you knock it back when you're not home.
Right.
And so that's a good indicator that a programmable thermostat is called for, and we install those.
Mm-hmm. And how much does this all cost the homeowners?
This is totally free to the homeowner.
Totally free. Where's the funding for it come from?
Well, it's coming through Efficiency Vermont. And it's a state source. Efficiency Vermont is monitoring the funding, and it runs through April 20th. And at that time, all the volunteers in the 10 different sites for this pilot project will be submitting their data, and Efficiency Vermont will crunch the data and supply that to the Public Service Board, and hopefully be able to indicate that a huge amount of energy has been saved in these homes that we visited.
Have you set goals on how much energy you expect to save or how many homes you expect to visit?
Well, the only goal that was given to us was to visit at least 25 homes per site. And I say per site because some sites like ours include three towns. We combined with Marshfield and Plainfield to form one site, and then Montpelier has a site by itself. So some towns have individual sites, and in the Mad River Valley, there's a grouping of towns also that combine. So there are 10 sites around the state, and each site was given a goal of 25 homes, and we will exceed that by a large amount. We'll probably double or triple that.
So if there are 10 sites around the state, and your site in East Montpelier includes two other towns. That sounds to me like this isn't covering the whole state at this point.
That's correct.
It's a pilot
we were
project.
Asked to submit an application to be part of this, which we did, and I don't know what criteria were used. One I heard was that the towns should have had an energy committee or an energy coordinator, and not all towns in the state had that.
I heard that it was important that the energy committee chair was strikingly handsome.
Well, that was certainly a criterion, yes.
So I guess it's Paul Markowitz that people call to find out whether their town or city is included in this, correct?
Yes, they could do that. And he is coordinating this whole effort with the, you know, through Efficiency Vermont.
And that number is 229-6307.
Yes.
And you know, unlike DEV, we don't have a toll-free number for Paul Markowitz. But you get so many free services that it's worth, if you're outside the Montpelier calling area, it's worth dropping a dime and giving him a call, 229-6307. And he can probably, if your town is served, he can probably put you in touch with the person who coordinates the program there, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, very good. Well, we have on the line a person who, a homeowner who was visited by you, Dave, on Saturday. This feels like the introduction to This Is Your Life, Dave Grundy. we have Karen Kane from East Montpelier on the line. Karen,
hi,
welcome.
Karen.
Hi, thank you.
So what happened on Saturday?
Well, Dave and his volunteer colleague, Alex Brown, came to the house and walked through from basement to attic looking at places for us to save energy.
Mm-hmm.
They had a very specific program, so we looked, for instance, at light bulbs. And we had done a pretty good job already replacing our regular light bulbs with CFLs, but they had replacements for our can lights and for outdoor lights. So there were CFLs that we weren't actually even aware existed, and they brought them in. We installed them, and that was the first thing that happened.
Okay, so you're a fairly motivated homeowner already in that you have CFLs in your house in quite a few places, but still they found ways to increase your electrical efficiency.
Yes, and we just found them really incredibly knowledgeable all the way around.
Hmm.
Another thing that which we knew that we should do was insulate some pipes in the basement, and they, you know, reinforced that. We looked at the shower heads, aerators in the faucets. We were all pretty good with that. But one of the questions that we had is we have a propane water heater. And we were just, we know that we're going to replace it in the near future, but we weren't sure really of all of our, what our options were and what were the best options. So they just had a lot of good information, very specific information about, well, this would work best given the setup that you have. This would allow you to save in this way. Something else would allow you to save in another way. So it was very different, for instance, from going to a place where, for instance, we might want to buy on-demand hot water heaters, where somebody, the person who's giving you the information is motivated by selling it. Dave
right.
and Alex just had terrific knowledge all around, and their motivation was helping us conserve.
What was it like having these people from, you know, outside your family come in and poke around your house and look at how you use energy and you know, provide suggestions to you?
You know, they were so gracious. It was just fine. And I have to say, we're really lucky in East Montpelier to have the energy committee, and there is a whole process in place of getting neighbors to know neighbors and rely on neighbors. So that felt just very natural to us.
Mm. And you knew Dave ahead of time.
I knew Dave. I did not know Alex. And both of them just struck me as being very knowledgeable, very well-trained, and I would recommend it for other people to do.
Well, Dave, it sounds like you picked up a lot in those 3 hours of training.
Well, I think we did. And something that Karen might also want to mention, I think she found a new friend in Alex. They, after our tour was over, they got together and talked about books to read and places to go, and so it was finding a new friend.
Yes, and that is a plus, because again, you're working with people in your neighborhood, and we just moved here in May, so it was a treat for me to meet some new folks.
Now, in your site, as you called it, Dave, you have the towns of East Montpelier, Marshfield, and Plainfield. Each of those has its own energy committee chair who coordinates the program for that town. Is that correct?
Yes, Marshfield has an energy committee, and that's headed by Rich Phillips. Plainfield has an energy coordinator, and that's Bob Atchison.
And so if you're in Plainfield or you're in Marshfield, when you call for a visit like this, will you get people from your own town rather than someone from East Montpelier?
Each town is working with the homes in its town,
okay.
each group of volunteers. So my group is just doing East Montpelier. And Rich's group is just doing Marshfield, and Bob's group is just doing Plainfield.
Okay, well, it sounds like it really is neighbors helping neighbors that way.
Yes.
Yep. I would agree.
Yep. Karen, any other comments?
Well, just, you know, to add one thing, I got an email from Dave afterwards, just following up on one of the questions that we had posed and sort of letting us know about one other option. So, you know, it might be a volunteer program, but it's very professional. So, again, I just think it's great.
Now, are you thinking of going the next step of hiring an energy auditor to come in and do some more sophisticated tests that these people were not trained to do?
You know, I really don't think that we are at this point. We have specific things to attack right now, so having to do with our hot water heater and inflating some pipes. We haven't been here long enough to track our energy use, so I think what we would do is tighten up where we know we can tighten up.
Okay.
And then get some numbers, and then, because that's another great thing, you find out what is an optimal number. And I'm not very articulate about this, but basically it's a number that you compute to find out if you are pretty efficient or not. So I think once we get all the data to do that, then if it still looks like there are problems and we've done all the other things that we know, then I think that would be the next logical step. But I think for now, this is really allowing us to go at our own pace, to make use of, you know, wonderful neighborly free services. So I think right now we're good.
Okay, so you have enough on your plate to keep you busy, and you're gathering more information, and at the point that you may want to bring in an auditor in the future, you'll be at a much more sophisticated place to ask good questions.
Yes.
Okay, well, Karen Kane from East Montpelier, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We're talking about the Vermont Community Energy Mobilization Project. Mouthful, but it means neighbors helping neighbors to save energy in homes. And our main guest is Dave Grundy, who coordinates the project in East Montpelier. The contact person statewide is Paul Markowitz at 229-6307. Our number here, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 244-1777 or toll-free 877-291-8255. And Dave Grundy, how many of these visits have you been on so far?
Well, I personally have been on four of them, but I would guess that our eight teams around the town have probably done about 25 or so now, and I have a list of about 50 more to do.
Wow. So, and so, your goal for these three towns together was 25 homes.
Yes.
So in East Montpelier alone, you've already met that goal. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to follow up with what Karen was saying. Another thing we do is we ask the homeowner before we arrive to gather the record of fuel use for a 12-month period. It could be the last 12 months or the calendar year or whatever. And that's gallons of oil purchased, gallons of propane that have been delivered, kilowatt hours, coal, wood, bamboo shoots, whatever, that they've used to heat the house. And then we do a calculation, which is the number of BTUs per square foot per year. And the number that Karen was referring to is 40,000. And if we find that a home is considerably over that, then there's good indication that a blower door infrared test would be a good idea. And if it's down close to that, we say, well, this home is doing well. So we have a marker we can compare a home against.
Mm-hmm. And that marker is irrespective of what kind of fuel they're using.
Right. Okay. It's just total BTUs per square foot per year.
Well, we expected to have another homeowner who you had visited earlier on the show right about now. We aren't succeeding in finding him at home. So if anybody else has been a part of the Vermont Community Energy Mobilization Project and would like to talk about it, please give us a call at 244-1777 or toll-free 877-291-8255. Dave, why don't you tell us what your impression is from the visits that you've done or what you've heard from other team members of the type of people who are likely to call for this service?
Well, that's one of the aspects of the program which is a little unfortunate. As mentioned by Karen, they had already replaced almost every light bulb in their house with compact fluorescents. We found a few in ceiling spotlights that were still incandescent. But what I'm finding in the visits that I'm doing is that the people who call in and request these visits are already pretty energy savvy. And what we'd really like to do is get into some of the homes which are occupied by people who aren't quite up on what's happening energy-wise and still are using a lot of incandescent bulbs and maybe have other issues which we could address. And that's hard to do. We can't force our way through the door. We have tried as hard as we could without going to every door and knocking on it to let people know that this service is available. We sent out a flyer to every home in East Montpelier and described the project. And finally, at the pre-town meeting last Saturday, I just got up and said this is available and said the same thing at town meeting, and we had 44 people sign up. So
wow.
That's one of the frustrations, getting people to pick up the phone or just say, yeah, I'd like a visit. Well, and more especially the people who we think really are more needy of the service.
Well, let me get Paul Markowitz's phone number one more time then. Paul Markowitz is a statewide coordinator for the Vermont Community Energy Mobilization Project. It doesn't cover the whole state at this point, but there are 10 sites around the state. And his number is 229-6307. If you'd like some help from your neighbors in bringing your energy use down in your home and getting free goodies, including a programmable thermostat, give Paul Markowitz a call, 229-6307. Maybe your town or city is served by this. And if it's not, let him know that you want the program to expand to there. I bet Efficiency Vermont would be receptive to that. Tell us about these programmable thermostats. Do most of the houses you come to already have those in as well?
We find that they do, yes.
Mm.
Actually, in Karen's house, she and her husband they purchased a house that was built a couple of decades ago, but they totally rehabbed it, and it's quite a tight house. And they have a wood stove, and they have a regular dial, two-zone system in their home. But they told us they essentially keep it at 60 because their wood stove heats the house.
Uh-huh.
So if it's going to be kept at 60, doesn't make much sense to install a programmable thermostat there.
Right. Although I find, we installed a programmable thermostat in our house when we had, before we did a big renovation to make it more energy efficient, amongst other things. And we were using 1,000 gallons of oil a year or so for the heat and hot water, and it saved us money big time then. Because we use the wood stove and are comfortable with the temperature getting down at night when we sleep the way it naturally does with the wood stove going down after we go to sleep, then the programmable thermostat isn't even attached to the heating system most of the time. We've got it in the off position. But even so, when we go away for a week in the winter sometimes, which we rarely do, but sometimes, then our programmable thermostat, at least, will allow us to say, okay, we're coming back in 7 days, and we want you to let the temperature drift down. It can go to 42 degrees if it wants while we're gone. We don't care. Pipes aren't going to freeze at 42 degrees in our house. And then we just want you to come up to 55, 58 or so by the time we walk in the door. So 2-3 hours ahead of time, start doing your work. And then we can start up a fire in the wood stove, and pretty soon it's cheery when we come home. So we save all the energy that would go into keeping the pipes from freezing by having it go down to 42 degrees, 40 degrees while we're gone.
Right. That would be a convenience for you if you were traveling away from home quite a bit, yes.
And these things are a $50 or $100 value, aren't they?
Around that, yeah. I think mm-hmm. I paid $75 for mine when I installed it a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. And are the programmable thermostats that you're installing, are they the 7 days ones where you can program each day of the week separately?
I believe so, yeah. What was decided, that we were actually the first group to have the training, and Paul and other folks from Efficiency Vermont decided that instead of training every single person to install the thermostat, they would pick one person from each group and make that person the designated installer, which is a good idea because then there's consistency and there's concentrated training for the one person. So Ken Pearson in East Montpelier is our designated installer, and he owns a number of rental units, and he's installed these in a number of places, so he'd already had experience doing that. And so when we find a house that a programmable thermostat is called for, we just call him, and actually the one person who you were looking for to share their experience also. We were there in the, let's see, I think at 11 o'clock, 11 to 12 or so, we did the visit, and before the day was over, he had a programmable thermostat in.
Hmm. Very nice. And that was a pretty new house, too.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, we're about out of time. So, Dave Grundy, anything else you want to add very quickly?
Well, as you indicated, this is a pilot program. We are certainly hoping that the data that comes back to Efficiency Vermont and to the state indicates that this is a program that can represent significant savings to homeowners, and we hope it continues.
Okay, Dave Grundy, the coordinator in East Montpelier for the Vermont Community Energy Mobilization Project, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
And again, anywhere in the state, if you want to find out whether you're eligible for this, call Paul Markowitz at 229-6307. Well, there are a lot of complicated issues facing us around energy, and it's great to know that things are in motion, both at the state level and at the household level, neighbors helping neighbors. And we'll try to bring you more stories about that. I'm Carl Etner. That's it for today's Equal Time. Travin's in tomorrow. Anthony Polina will host Wednesday and Thursday. I'll be back next Monday with my guests Robin McDermott and Chuck Lacey. Robin has a radio show around the dinner hour. Chuck Lacey is a beef farmer in Jericho. Don't forget to check EqualTimeRadio.com for podcasts to the show. Thanks to Artie Levine for engineering. Stay tuned for Jack Donovan, and thanks for tuning in.